series or what type of routine play would you want to end a series on? And Kaz said, funny enough, Meg said the only bad way to end a World Series is a controversial play. And that is exactly how the 2014 Japan series ended. On what looked initially like a botched double play attempt by the South Bank Hawks, the umpiring crew decided that the hitter was running inside the game to throw him out, and the Hawks started to celebrate around the mound, as the Hanshin Tigers manager argued near the dog pile. As someone watching it live, it was one of the most surreal moments, and I will link to the video for anyone who wants it, but yeah, that is not an ideal way to end. You don't want the outcome to be in doubt in the final play when you're trying to celebrate.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Okay. I just received an email as I was about to wrap up the segment that greatly disturbs me. Here is the subject line. Shohei Ohtani joins FTX as global ambassador through long-term partnership. Press release issued today by FTX, the official cryptocurrency exchange of MLB. Oh no, FTX Trading and West Berlin Shire Services, the owners and operators of FTX, blah, blah, blah. Today announced a long-term partnership with global icon and history-making MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani. In addition to being an FTX global ambassador, Mr. Ohtani will receive all of his compensation in equity and cryptocurrencies, illustrating his strong belief in both FTX and the crypto industry.
No.
Oh no!
Milkshake
up for Shohei. I don't think this quite rises to that level, but it's a little disappointing. He has been pretty judicious when it comes to being an ambassador and a spokesperson for things. Like I have read that he's left a lot of endorsement deals on the table, and certainly has signed a lot, especially in Japan, but this is not what I would have chosen for him to rep crypto. Oh well, I guess I'm glad he's making money.
Yeah.
It's in the form of crypto.
Sure. There's always a limit to this logic, but I generally don't regret athletes trying to make money through endorsements. You have, you have your bright shining time, and it is sometimes not as long as you hope it will be. And so I understand making money while you can, but I just will forever resent anyone who tries to make me know more about this.
Yes, well, maybe we will touch on Ohtani again later, depending on how the circle works, what it goes. Now, we will take a quick break, and then we will be back with a guest. And this interview falls under the category of, can't believe it took us this long to talk about this. It's like when we had the creators of Blazeball on the show, and I thought, how did we not do this before? Because that whole game is about what if baseball was different, if baseball were different, how different would it be? And that goes for the Savannah Bananas as well. So many of you, I'm sure, have heard of the Savannah Bananas and Banana Ball, their attempt to debut a dramatically different and perhaps more exciting version of baseball. This is a team that is in Savannah, Georgia, and is playing exhibition games and is part of a college summer league, but also has this traveling team that plays Banana Ball. And it's basically like every event we want. Email show question put together into a game, and we will be talking now to Zach Frangelo, who is the director of entertainment for the Savannah Bananas. So we'll discuss how Bananas came to be and where their future lies, and what, if anything, could be borrowed from Banana Ball to make Major League Baseball better. We'll be back with Zach. So we'll just wait.